Saving Dog Lives at Sea. Angela Saunders on how the money raised has been spent, and a happy ending for one distressed dog owner. I'm delighted to share our latest news. We're having a successful, busy year, so there's a lot to tell you. On a personal note, I am putting the final pieces in place for delivering the Scottish Government's annual golf event for the Lifeboat Fund at the lovely Ratho Park Golf Club near Edinburgh. This will be the last time I run the event, as I'll be joining you soon as a civil service pensioner after 50 happy years. Although I'm retiring, I hope to continue as trustee and director of fundraising for the Civil Service Lifeboat Fund. Infrastructure projects. Earlier in 2025, our charity made substantial contributions to two vital infrastructure projects at RNLI lifeboat stations in Cockabright and Dart. At Cockabright, West Scotland, we supported a £2 million project to the tune of 10%. The crew and an Atlantic-class lifeboat needed to double the size of the station. Thanks to our help, including from CSPA members, the project is on track to complete by late December. We'll have helped to make it a very happy Christmas indeed for those RNLI volunteers. At RNLI Dart, we donated the same hefty sum, and 90% of the original fundraising target has been reached. The project should be finished by the end of November, so it's all go. In recent weeks, they have fitted the kitchen and begun decorating. The photo below shows the crew at their temporary base. That's the kind of work we can assist, thanks to much appreciated donations like those from supporters in the CSPA. Our 2025 appeal continues last year's approach to maximize fundraising and let the RNLI decide where to commit those resources. That way, our donations may help to fund a lifeboat, provide or repair onshore facilities, train or kit out volunteer crew and lifeguards, or provide education projects. I love to share with you what's happening at lifeboat stations where our funded vessels operate. In 2024, our 8 lifeboats in the RNLI fleet launched 222 times, saved 5 people from drowning and rescued a further 142 in difficulty. That's what our charity is all about, equipping the RNLI's brave volunteers to bring to safety to everyone in distress. One of those lifeboats is a D-class vessel at RNLI Cromer, where a man and his dog were saved from the water. Pet in distress. Over the years, the RNLI has rescued many animals from desperate distress in UK waters. The reason is simple. Distraught individuals often go to any lengths to save a beloved pet, which can have tragic consequences for the owners themselves. As a former pet owner, I can understand what drives them to place themselves in jeopardy, as will many of you. The man at Cromer, Curtis Johnson, got into difficulties when he followed his dog, Rex, who was struggling in rough waves having jumped the sea wall one morning. As Curtis explained, "I wasn't familiar with the area, and while Rex has excellent recall, he ran off and jumped so quickly. It was such a shock. I can only think he thought it was like one of our local beach walking spots where the sea wall and the sea are the same height." Curtis entered the water as safely as possible to help his dog, but it became clear that getting back would be a lot harder. The situation quickly became an emergency when strong, powerful waves cut Curtis off from the promenade steps. The quickly incoming tide had both dog and owner thrown around in the sea, close to the sea wall. RNLI volunteers with a life ring gave support until the D-class lifeboat arrived to complete a challenging rescue. High tide and large rocks required skillful teamwork by the rescuers and the D-class inshore lifeboat to get Curtis and Rex on board safely. Both were shaken by their ordeal, and huge thanks were conveyed to the volunteer crew at RNLI Cromer, the Coast Guard, and members of the public who came quickly to the scene. Curtis hopes that by sharing his story, others will follow the important safety advice to stay safe at the coast, not to let dogs off the lead, and to call the Coast Guard on 999 if things go wrong. They alert the RNLI. Paul Watling, Cromer RNLI coxswain/mechanic, said, "We strongly urge people not to enter the water to attempt a rescue when a dog enters the sea. The animal will usually return safely on its own." Thankfully, both the casualty and his dog were rescued, but this could easily have ended differently. The Lifeboat Fund is delighted when the work of a vessel we have helped to fund, and its crew, has such happy consequences. To support the Lifeboat Fund and help the RNLI keep saving lives, you can donate by bank transfer to the Lifeboat Fund, HSBC account, 40250610232491, or through the website www.thelifeboatfund.org.uk, or by completing the form below and sending your donation as mentioned there. Many thanks. Angela Saunders is a Scottish Government Lifeboat Fund trustee and UK Director of Fundraising. Article ends.